WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. President Trump's war against drug trafficking appears to be ramping up. CBS's Linda Kenyon with more from the White House.
In recent weeks, the U.S. military has blown up 10 alleged drug smuggling boats in the Caribbean and the Pacific. White House advisor Stephen Miller says President Trump will continue to treat drug smugglers and their sponsors as foreign terrorist organizations.
These designated FTOs are the ISIS of the Western Hemisphere, and as the president made clear yesterday, they will be dealt with just as we dealt with ISIS.
Miller spoke as the U.S. military is sending an aircraft carrier to the waters off South America, and as the Trump administration has imposed sanctions against Colombia's president and his family. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
The Trump administration imposes sanctions on Colombian President Gustavo Petro, his family, and a government member over drug trade allegations. As the government shutdown is set to roll into a 25th day, more Americans are feeling the pain. CBS's Erica Brown has more from Capitol Hill.
Today was supposed to be payday for many federal employees. Instead, some received a pay stub showing $0.
We feel for the 750,000 or so people who aren't getting their paychecks.
That includes essential workers still on the job without pay, like TSA agents and air traffic controllers. And the impact on travel is being felt with flight delays at airports around the country.
New York Attorney General Letitia James pleads not guilty to federal bank fraud charges tied to a mortgage on a second home in Virginia. James has long been a target of President Trump after winning a civil fraud case against him. CBS News legal analyst Caroline Polisi points out,
there is a question as to whether or not we will even get to a trial in this case, because James is saying that she will be making motions to dismiss the case based on Lindsay Halligan's improper, what they're alleging was an improper appointment as interim United States attorney in that district.
Two workers have died after a large crane collapse in Everett, Massachusetts. WBZ-TV's Brandon Truitt says it happened this afternoon.
The crane was doing work at the old Exxon site in Everett, where ships used to come in and offload. The state agency that oversees workplace safety put out a statement calling on the governor and other leaders to beef up regulations, citing other crane collapses across the country when writing, "This is not just an Everett issue, it's a national wake-up call."
NBA Commissioner Adam Silver has expressed shock over the arrests of Portland coach Chauncey Billups and Miami guard Terry Rozier on gambling-related charges, along with nearly three dozen other people. Speaking during Amazon Prime Video's first broadcast, Silver says he was deeply disturbed by the incidents. Silver apologized to fans. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP, an Elite CompTIA certification partner.
VA education benefits are available to those who qualify.
Rain-X wipers are the number one wiper blades in America. That means all kinds of drivers choose Rain-X. Big drivers in small cars choose Rain-X. Small drivers in big cars choose Rain-X. Drivers with long hair and short commutes choose Rain-X. Drivers with short hair and long commutes choose Rain-X. Drivers with pets on board, babies on board, and bored babies on board choose Rain-X. Basically, drivers who love a clear view of the road all choose Rain-X wipers, the number one wiper blades in America.
The owner of a small pizza shop in Pennsylvania, whose family benefited from food stamps when she was young, is now giving meals to kids whose family's government benefits are on hold during the shutdown.
I just decided that I'm going to be able to or try to do what I can.
Peyton McCune owns Lilulo's Pizzeria in Plumborough, near Pittsburgh.
You can literally just come in and quietly say it to one of us, and we'll act like you're just coming in and picking up food and like a normal order.
Several hours after she posted her free meals offer on Facebook, she got a $1,000 donation. She's now accepting household items and food donations, so kids aren't limited to eating what's on her menu.
Fruit snacks, peanut butter and jelly, granola bars.
Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
Social Security recipients get a 2.8% cost of living boost in 2026, which is an average of $56 per month. Some seniors say the adjustment won't help much in their ability to pay for their daily expenses. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Thickening cloud cover for tonight with lows in the upper 30s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy. A slight chance of a shower or sprinkle, a high in the low 50s. Sunshine's back for Sunday and warmer. Highs climb up into the upper 50s. Currently 35 degrees.
We'll be right back. Park to Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
than live without him.
Come again, catch us if you can, time to get a move on, we will yell with all of our might, catch us if you can, catch us if you can, catch us if you can, catch us if you can. Time for fun. When we're getting angry, we will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. 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 Again, catch us if you can, time to get a move on, we will yell with all of our might, catch us if you can, catch us if you can, catch us if you can, catch us if you can.
Well, as the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Every time I turn around, my friends at Pure Talk give me one more reason to feel good about switching. This month, for instance, they're supporting Canines for Warriors, a terrific organization that trains rescue dogs and then pairs them up with combat veterans struggling with PTSD. The result? They're saving lives on both ends of the leash. This is why I switched to Pure Talk. I like being in business with an American wireless company who shares my values. Yeah, I appreciate unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data for just $25 a month, and I bet you will too. But I think you'll really appreciate doing business with a company who gives back to the men and women who volunteered to defend our country. Just dial #250, say micro. With Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team, you can switch in as little as 10 minutes. Again, dial #250, say micro, to switch to an American wireless company who actually stands for something. Pure Talk.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshes marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, Reaching Racine Beyond the Radio. Online at WRJN.com.
She ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did mama saw? It was against the law. And the mama looked down and spit on the ground every time her name gets mentioned. The papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical preach come to get me released, we's all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Chance to play
and sing it.
I figure it's about the happiest sound going down today. The message may not move me or mean a great deal to me, but hey, it feels so groovy to say. I dig the mamas and the papas.
hear hometown radio refreshed. WRJN.
Through summer breeze makes
local news, timeless hits on WRJN. And just because the workday has ended doesn't mean we stop watching the news for you. 7 days a week, around the clock, top of the hour, CBS News happens here on WRJN to go with our local news, local sports, and timeless hits.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
W-R-J-N. When the truth is found to be.
There's love behind it.
up this morning with the sundown shining in. I found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I pushed my soul in a deep dark hole and then I followed it in. I watched myself crawling out as I was crawling in. I got up so tight I couldn't unwind. I saw so much, I broke my mind. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Trump just left on a trip to Asia for high-stakes trade talks with Chinese leader Xi Jinping in South Korea. Correspondent Nicole Killian reports he leaves behind canceled trade talks with Canada.
Trade barriers hurt every American worker and consumer.
This Canadian ad using the voice of the late American President Ronald Reagan criticizing tariffs set President Trump off.
Markets shrink and collapse, businesses and industries shut down, and millions of people lose their jobs.
It led the president to abruptly declare all trade negotiations with Canada are hereby terminated.
The U.S. launched another